The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, but this is not your usual danger zone. This is rather sort of the attractive zone. This is a place where, yeah, the danger would be missing out because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And normally, we talk about the ones that are dangerous. But David Trainer and I wanted to highlight the other side of their research for a while. So basically, for a couple of weeks now, and probably for a few more, we are doing the other side of it. We are taking a look not at the dangerous ones, but at the ones that make you say,
"Hello, sexy."
Yeah, exactly. Now, how does it work? Well, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the problem is that a lot of things that people look at and go, well, that's attractive, they're not always that good looking.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, and sometimes it's in fact the opposite.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
Exactly. So what winds up being attractive? That's something that many people would think is dangerous that David and his crew find as attractive because they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Icon.
Icon. It's ticker symbol ICLR. This a PLC trading here. What is so good looking about Icon?
Well, this is a situation where we're liking an industry or a group of stocks. In particular, the CROs or these firms that do research, specialize in research for the big pharma companies. CRO stands for Contract Research Organization. And in a world where the cost of developing drugs is so expensive and cumbersome, these specialized research firms are, they're selling bullets to the war, so to speak. And their margins are great. The profitability is strong. We expect it to be a long-term trend because, as you know, everybody's taking more pills, and they have all kinds of side effects, which means people need more pills. And so we think there's some strong macro long-term trends behind this company. It's more profitable than people think, and it's much cheaper than its peers, so we think we've got some great risk-reward here.
Okay, so lay that out, the great risk-reward. Obviously, when you're looking at an attractive stock, the market has priced it as if it's dying. You think that there's a lot of life left in the stock. So how big is the discrepancy?
Currently, when we look at regression analysis, which we do quite a bit, where we're looking at how much return on invested capital explains the valuation of stocks, and we typically see correlations as high as 98-99% in certain sectors. For Icon and its peers, at 76%. But Icon is trading at a significant discount to its peers relative to return on invested capital. So much of a discount, in fact, it's a 45% discount to its actual value if it were trading at parity with peers. So, in other words, another way of putting this is that Icon's got higher returns on invested capital than all but one company in the space, but yet it's trading as if it has lower returns on capital than most of the companies in the space. So if it were just to trade at parity with its peers relative to its core profitability, again, it would be $125 a share, 45% higher than the current $86 price.
Yeah, I was going to say it's in the mid-80s. And that, again, is just if it got to parity. Now, what if it achieves reasonable amount of growth here?
Great question. So if we assume that they can keep margins at around 15%, still lower than where they are in the trailing 12 months at 17%, and grow profits by just 3%, compounded annually for 10 years, the stock's worth $107, or 24% above the current price. So it's actually looking fairly inexpensive, even if you assume the slightest bit of growth.
And what is ultimately going to be the catalyst that makes people understand that this is the bargain that it is?
We think that we're going to see an earnings beat or an acquisition. Look, it's the space, the CRO space is relatively fragmented, and the stock is generating tons of cash. It's cheap, so it's there's an opportunity for a good acquisition there as opposed to the dumb money risk we usually talk about. We also feel like that the cost-cutting initiatives that have allowed profit growth and margin expansion to be much faster and better than actually revenue growth to continue to pay off and allow the company to beat on the bottom line in particular.
So it's Icon PLC, ticker symbol ICLR. It's not the danger zone pick. It's the attractive zone pick from David Trainer, president of New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, if you want to get more information on New Constructs and its research, if you want to see the most attractive and most dangerous lists, if you want to get more information on Icon because they blog about their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, up next, it's another big interview. Stay tuned. We're living the money life, and there's much more to come right after this message.
Hello, sexy.